In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I just want you to know that the Lord loves you and that the Lord has plans for your life. I know that's to be true if you would place your trust in Him. So many times we place our trust in people, and they always, always do us wrong. We need to place our trust in Jesus, and always He does us right. Place your trust in Jesus today. Place your trust in Jesus. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord with your whole heart and your whole soul and your whole body. Trust Him, because He's worthy to be trusted. He is worthy to be trusted. He is worthy to be trusted. I'm looking at Luke 6, verse 12. Now, during those days, He went out to the mountain to pray. He probably prayed all night. This is Jesus, true God and true man, who needs to pray with the Heavenly Father. What about you today? Have you had your time of prayer? I'm not talking about in the car. I'm talking about, have you had your time of prayer? It's so important. Jesus went up the mountain and prayed. What did He pray for? And He spent the night in prayer to God. And when day came, He called His disciples and chose 12 of them, whom He also named apostles. Apostle means those that are sent. Those that are sent. Simon, who was named Peter. He's always the first. He's the prince of the apostles. And yet, being the prince of the apostles, he can't do anything without Jesus. He's a fisherman and catches no fish without Jesus. I tell you, I can't do anything without Jesus. I can't do anything without Jesus. I need Jesus in the morning. I need Jesus in the noontime. I need Jesus at night. I need Jesus when I'm sleeping. Oh, yes, Peter, the prince of the apostles, couldn't do anything without Jesus. And his brother Andrew, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Don't be a traitor to Jesus. Don't be a traitor to Jesus. One of His friends, they traded Him. One of His friends said, "I don't know Him," Peter. Don't be a traitor. Give your life to Jesus. And even if it's hard, you say, "Yes, Lord, I want to walk with You. Yes, Lord, I need You. Yes, Lord, be my all. Be my all." I've been thinking of an antiphon that we pray in the morning. It says, "Trust, surrender to the Lord, and He will do everything for you." Surrender to the Lord, and He will do everything for you. But He won't do everything for you unless you're a surrendered soul, a surrendered spirit, a surrendered body. Surrender to the Lord, and He will do everything for you. Oh, yes, I believe that. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of His disciples and a great multitude of people from Judea. What are they there for? They want to hear Him preach. They want to touch Him so that he would heal them. They want to touch Him so that He would deliver them. People from all over Judea, Jerusalem, the coast of Tyre and Sidon, they had come to hear Jesus and to be healed of their diseases. You know, disease killed people. They didn't have Z-Packs in those days. If Jesus didn't heal them, they would have died. We think of Simon's mother-in-law. If Jesus didn't take her by the hand and heal her, she would have died of the infirmity that she had. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. We need to be cured. We need to be healed. We need to be delivered. We need Jesus. And all the crowd were trying to touch him. Why? For power came out through him. For power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now. You will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what they did to the prophets and ancestors. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation." I want to be rich in the power of God. I want to be rich in the Word of God. I want to be rich in the Holy Spirit. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. We remember in Jeremiah when the people of Judea and Israel were brought to Babylon, the false prophets said, "Don't unpack. We're going back to the temple very soon." That didn't happen. Jeremiah said, 70 years, unpack, marry wives, have children, work so that you would bless this land. I tell you, but I say to you, verse 27, that you listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Now, that's difficult, but it's what we're called to do, to love our enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. I had an experience last week. There were two people sitting on the stoop of my house that I'm in, St. John the Baptist. And I walked by them. And when I came home to have something to eat, I was troubled in my conscience, like I didn't give them anything. When Father Joseph came up to eat, I said, "Could you give this money to the people sitting on the stoop?" I was saved, my gosh. Thank God. Thank God. Because the Lord convicted me. You feed the poor on Saturday. What about the poor that are sitting at your door? What are you going to give them? Yes, I gave them by the grace of God. If anyone takes your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, What credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Oh, yes, love your enemies. I have someone that I say to this person, you've got to forgive the people who have hurt you. He says, I can't. Then borrow the forgiveness from Jesus on the cross. Oh, yes, how we need to love our enemies. And they're not our enemies anymore. It doesn't mean you've got to be their friends. It means that you love them and wish them good. Love your enemies, do good, and lend expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Yeah, the rain falls on the ungrateful, the wicked, and his children. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Is that hard to do? Yes, it is, but you get your mercy from Jesus on the cross. You get your love for your enemies from Jesus on the cross. Do you know Jesus loved Hitler? Do you know that? Talk about an enemy. What he did to the Jewish people and to the Christian people. That Jesus loved him. He did not want the love of Jesus. He did not want to accept that love. And so what happens? He died. He died without the love of Jesus. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over into your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure that you get back. I often think of the little tomato patch that we have at Holy Rosary. I want to tell you, we've only given a few tomato plants. There's not going to be a big harvest. What about money? Give, and it will be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, into your lap. People do not know how graced it is to tithe their money. People do not know how graced it is to tithe their money. The disciple sits at the feet of Jesus, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but you do not notice the log in your own eye? Oh, yes, how easy it is to criticize. How easy it is to gossip. How easy it is. And the Lord calls us not to gossip and not to criticize and not to judge. We can discern. We can discern, like if someone's not living a good life, I don't want to be around them unless I tell them about Jesus. And if they accept Jesus, how wonderful that is. But I don't want to be around people who do not love Jesus, other than for me to pray with them and have them converted to the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the blood. How can you say to your neighbor, friend, let me take out the speck in your eye, when you yourself cannot see the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, we meet people and they rub us the wrong way. Oh, yes, I have people that rub me the wrong way. And you know what the Lord says to me? That's because they're just like you. They're just like you. Learn to love them. God, I ask for the grace to love them and not be afraid of them. This is interesting. This is interesting. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Love your enemy. No good tree bears bad fruit, Nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit, for each tree is known by its own fruit. What kind of fruit am I producing? What kind of fruit are you producing? If you're a good tree, you're producing good fruit. If you're not a good tree, you're producing bad fruit. Oh, yes, figs are not gathered from thorns, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of the heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil person out of evil treasure produces evil, for it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. Oh, yes, if you gossip, touch your heart, you've got heart trouble. You need to ask forgiveness. You need to go to confession. Oh, yes, whatever the mouth speaks comes from the heart. And I tell you, so many of us have heart trouble because we speak evil of people. We speak bad of people. We judge people. Oh, yes. Touch your heart and touch your lips. Your lips are connected to your heart. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, hears my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and lay the foundation on a rock. What's your foundation? My foundation is Jesus. He is my foundation. He is the rock. Oh, yes. He is my rock. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my friend. He is everything. When a flood arose, the river burst against that house, but it could not shake it. Why? Because it had been well built on a rock. But the one who hears and does not act is like a man who builds his house on ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, immediately it fell, and great was the ruin of the house. That's why you can't call Jesus a teacher. He's more than a teacher. That's why you don't call Jesus a prophet. He's more than a prophet. We call Jesus Lord because he is God as well as man. Have your house built on him and on no one else. Build your house on Jesus Christ and on no one else. Let me ask you this question. What is your foundation? What is your foundation today as you hear me talk? What is your foundation? Do you pray for your enemies? That's the way you start to love them, by praying for your enemies. Oh, yes. Why do you want Jesus? Because he's my Lord. Why do you want Jesus to touch you? Because I'm desperate without him. Oh, yes. This is real. This is real. What about trees? A good tree produces good fruit. What kind of fruit are you producing today? Oh, yes, a good tree produces good fruit. In the yard at Holy Rosary, we have an apple tree, and it's a bad apple tree, and you don't get one apple out of it. They're all eaten by worms. A bad tree produces bad fruit. What kind of fruit are you producing today? Are you judging people? Are you gossiping about people? Oh, I tell you, forgive them, love them, pray for them, and give, and what you give shall be given back to you, an increase of it. It's the word of God. And yet people don't want to tithe their money. They said, I can't do it. Well, you better do it, because if you don't do it, you're not going to see the increase that happens out of tithing. I cannot afford not to tithe. That's just the way it is. And I do much more than tithe because God has given me so much. I have given God nothing as compared to what he has given me. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's just praise the Lord for 2 minutes. We praise you, Jesus. We bless you. We adore you. We honor you. You are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Oh God, help us to sing your praises. Help us to sing your praises. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in my heart. Tell the Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus, to lift up and touch him, and tell him I love him. Open my ears, Lord, and teach me to listen. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus. When you open your eyes, who do you see? I see the crucified, risen Savior who died on the cross for me and for you. The crucified, risen Savior. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress, he's my deliverer, in him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We bless you. We adore you. We glorify you. Hooray for Jesus. Hooray for Jesus. Someone's in the crowd yelling, hooray for Jesus. One, two, three, four. Who are we for? Jesus, that's who. Hooray for the Father. Hooray for the Father. Someone's in the crowd yelling, hooray for the Father. One, two, three, four. Who are we for? The Father, that's who. Hooray for the Spirit. Hooray for the Spirit. Someone's in the crowd yelling, hooray for the Spirit. One, two, three, four. Who are we for? The Spirit, that's who. Oh, friends, do you love Jesus? Yes, we love Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.